Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Baudet has the lead, Peter, with 3 points. Paula Poundstone and P.J. O'Rourke are tied for second. Each has 2.
We have flipped a coin. P.J. has elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, 4 out of 5 Americans don't trust blank.
Anybody.
But especially the government.
The government, yes, the government. Yeah. The Coast Guard announced Thursday that the blank that exploded off the coast of Louisiana had sunk into the Gulf of Mexico.
The oil rig.
Right. Officials say that the response rate for this year's blank is just 1 point below the response rate in 2000.
Census.
Right. The Treasury Department unveiled its design for the new blank, which will include features in 3D.
$100 bill.
Right. The Capitol Police issued an urgent warning after the Senate Post Office received envelopes containing blank.
Oh, is it powder again?
No, it's atomic fireball jawbreakers.
I love those.
Oh, those can be dangerous.
After the creators were threatened over an episode showing the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit, Comedy Central censored their broadcast of blank.
That sounds like South Park.
Right. Dorothy Height, an icon of the blank movement, died Tuesday at age 98.
Civil rights.
Absolutely. A farmer in Northern Ireland believes 6% of the world's energy needs can be met by blanking.
I didn't know potato was a verb.
No. By putting all the cows in the world on treadmills. Farmer William Taylor calls it the livestock power mill. Just put the world's 1.3 billion cows on treadmills, hook them up to a generator, and then get them to walk for 8 hours a day, which, as Taylor points out, cows love to do anyway. Trouble is the cows are bound to get bored with the treadmills and move on to jazzercise. Carl, how did PJ do in our quiz?
PJ had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and PJ has the lead.
All right, then. Paula, you are up next. Please fill in the blank. Tapes of Timothy McVeigh's confession were released on Monday, the 15th anniversary of the bombing in blank.
Oklahoma City.
Right. Fabrice Touré, the only employee named in the SEE's fraud lawsuit against blank, is scheduled to testify before Congress next week.
Goldman Sachs.
Right. A zoo in China has come under fire for allowing visitors to blank.
Ride on tigers.
Yes. Appearing as a guest on the TV show The View, blank said he hadn't known the mic would pick up his comment about the passage of the health care bill.
Who would make a comment about the passage of the health care bill? Marcus Welby, I don't know.
No, it was Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Big effing deal, remember? On Monday, Robert Kiprono Cheruiyot of Kenya won this year's blank.
Boston Marathon.
Right. A student field trip in Missouri to visit the state highway patrol took a bad turn when a SWAT team member blanked.
Surrounded them.
Set off a flash grenade to surprise them. What better way to welcome a group of 27 high school kids than with an exploding flash bomb? The kids were listening to a presentation when a SWAT team member secretly rolled the non-lethal flashbang grenade under their seats, and boom! The students were not amused, and neither was the evening janitorial staff, forced to deal with the aftermath. As one student put it, that's what we do when someone scares the bleep out of us. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points. But PJ has the lead still with 14 points.
Tom, right. It's up to you. It's so up
how,
to you.
How many, here we then, go. How many then does Tom need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, Tom.
Fill
Tall up
order.
It. Here we go. This is for the game. Tom, fill in the blank. Environmental celebrations across the country on Thursday marked the 40th anniversary of blank.
Earth Day.
Right. As it recalled still more cars, blank confirmed it will pay a $16.4 million fine to the U.S. government.
Toyota.
Right. To help pass new financial regulations, President Obama asked for help from executives on blank.
Wall Street.
Right. Saying they failed to protect children from abuse, an Illinois man filed a federal lawsuit against the blank and other officials.
The Pope.
Exactly right. A 20-year-old British woman convicted of, quote, drink-related antisocial behavior has been blanked.
Has been, who the hell knows, eaten by a 12-foot boa constrictor.
Has been banned from every bar in England. Because she was accidentally given the original instead of a copy, Sandra Bullock agreed to return her blank award.
Her Oscar award.
No, her Razzie award.
Oh!
A man in Britain has been banned from driving for 3 years after he was pulled over for blanking.
Partying with the woman who was banned from every bar in the country.
For driving a toy Barbie car while drunk.
I was going to say that.
It's bad enough to be sitting in your car for all the world to see while the police officer writes you a ticket.
Oh, and they're pink, too.
Yeah, they're really pink, they're small, the they're electric. Yeah. He kind of crammed himself in, and he's driving down the road at 4 miles an hour, swerving. Yeah.
Can't have been a big man.
No. He says, actually, he had to do some sort of contortion to get himself in, and then it was hopeless to get himself out.
Yeah.
Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Tom needed at least 6 correct answers. He had just 4. So with 14 points, P.J. O'Rourke is this week's champion.
Well done,
well done, sir.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't know. It might not
have. Yeah, I think that once in the course of 10 years.
I remember it happened once, but only because the Supreme Court made a decision in your favor. And so it doesn't really count.
It did. After the Florida Secretary of State intervened.
Yeah, exactly.